This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from four convenient locations: Jennings, Iaway, Iota, and Lake Arthur. It's the new standard in banking. The Bank. The quiet bank.
Daddy Cecil here. For 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
Okay, we're back at 10 o'clock. I'm going to play something, first of all, I'm going to play something by Leon Sam. I had it already tuned up. And Leon Sam, if you're listening to me this morning, I want to see your face in the place tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning over at Vermilionville. Bring your accordion. And we're going to do a little jam session. And Lynn August is going to be there. And you can come too. All of the Zydeco musicians, I don't care if you're Zydeco musicians or Cajun musicians, all of you, you are invited tomorrow. Just bring your instrument. Bring your accordion, bring your fiddle or violin, bring your the little triangle, bring your rub board. We're just going to have a just downright jam session over at Vermilionville. So just come on. Just bring your stuff with you. I just want to have fun tomorrow in celebration of Creole Day. This is how we do it together. Creoles do it together. And so this is what we want to do tomorrow. Starting off around 10:30, 11 o'clock. Just come on in. It's free, free, free. No charge at the door. Just walk right on in. Leon Sam, Jolie Blanche.
Put on a lady feet. me, baby, where have you been? Well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, baby, where have you been? Well, when I get back home, I think I'll pack my bags and leave. Love me and leave me, baby, anyone that you want me to do. Love me and leave me, baby, anyone that you want me to do. Well, when I get back home, I think I pack my bags and
All right, we're having fun here in the studio this morning at 10 past 10 o'clock. You know, it comes in something going on for Dr. David Kraft. Anyway, Lynn, I just want to say good morning to you, first of all.
Well, good morning.
Good. Lynn August, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio. We can't just have him just sitting here. It's an honor to have him in the studio because this is the first time.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm just having fun here. We're just enjoying
it. Yeah, we're going to have some more fun. We're going to be playing Corey's In. I'm out of bread. I had to run to the door and back and get back in here. And then Corey's here with his accordion. Dr. Gene Morris is in. Guitar Gable is already in here. So we're just going to have some fun. We're going to sit in the studio. We're just going to talk and play some music, sing at the same time. You're going to be ready to sing, right, Lynn?
I don't know.
I tell you what, when you come here in the studio...
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen in here. All right, let's play this one here for Dr. David Kraft. For the doctor for William Vallow. That's going out for you, doctor. Bozak, make your jump.
Get on down. Get on down. Get on. We'll be right back.
on va couper du camp.
Well, we make it jump. We're gonna make it jump. Bullseye gonna make it jump. Hey, hey, hey. Alright. Alright. We make it jump, y'all. Ooh.
Here we go. Yeah, put them earphones on there. We're gonna talk to Lynn August, and everybody else is gonna be quiet. Everybody, including Guitar Gable and Dr. Gene Morris. Tell Dr. Gene Morris you got to be quiet back there. I hear him in the hallway, so tell him he's got to just be quiet. Lynn, it's just a pleasure having you in the studio.
Well, it's so good to be here.
Yeah, I mean, and you brought us a CD as Willie T and Cypress.
Right, right.
Featuring, that's Tommy McLean and Lynn August and Charles Mann.
Charles Mann, yes.
Yeah.
Some of the Swamp Pop legends.
Yeah.
I've been in and out of this area for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, this September I'll be in the music business 54 years.
54 years.
Yeah, started in 1958. And,
wow.
In addition to my performing, I'm also into producing, so I want to, you know, kind of produce music the way it used to be back in the day, you know.
Yes.
So when Willie got ready to do that, his CD, it's a mixture of swamp pop. We got country, rock and roll, and Zydeco, you know, a pretty big mixture, yeah.
Well, it's good. That's good, though. But now, you started off, and you said 57 years. You started off at what age?
10 years old.
10 years old. That's when you started playing.
That's right.
What was your main instrument that
drums.
You played?
Drums. I was a drummer, right.
You were a drummer.
Right. And I heard this morning you were talking about Buckwheat.
Yes.
Buckwheat and I started as little children together. We were roughly about the same age, and he was playing piano and organ at that time, and I was playing drums. And we started with a band. I don't remember the name of the band, but it was led by Chuck Colbert. You know Chuck.
Well, I remember Chuck Colbert. But
Chuck's
your
band.
Buckwheat was the Hitchhikers.
That was before the Hitchhikers.
That was before the Hitchhikers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were only kids. We were only 10 and 11 years old then.
I wonder if anybody can remember the. Well, maybe Dr. Gene can probably remember that. Gene, what is the name of the band that Chuck Colbert was leading? What was the name of that band?
Chuck Colbert leading?
Yeah. What was the name of the band? Now, you don't remember.
No.
You know,
John, there's three things go wrong with you when you get a certain age.
What's that?
First, your memory gets real short. And I forgot what the other two is.
So that's why the memory gets real short.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, we're going to try to remember. Somebody's going to call and let us know, I'm sure. 482-6991 is the number here. And I'll put Corey Leday's wife to come in and answer the phone after a while here. And so she'll answer the phone and they start calling here and giving us some information. So Kelly can get ready to start answering the phone in a little bit here.
But you know, John, a lot of people don't remember me playing drums, but Gene did because Gene used to play drums at the time, and I used to sit and listen to him and Jockey and Jerry Morris. You know, I got some pointers from these guys, you know. So he's one of the men I remember when I was a drummer.
Yeah, but before we get into the deep conversation, what we're going to do, I'm going to set y'all up in the studio so then we can have a little round table discussion about it. But in the meantime, we're going to play this one right here by that Willie T and Cypress. And you say this one right here, this cut is called, My Soul.
It's My Soul.
Yeah. Okay, and that's the number 9 cut on this one right here.
Right, that was an old Clifton Chenier tune.
Good. I remember that too. Here we go. Lynn August, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi!
22 past 10 o'clock, and you've been listening to Zydeco Sampasale every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here on 88.7 FM. And we're going to continue with something by Lynn August, Willie T. What Am I Living For? Just stay tuned, because we're going to have an interview with Lynn August, Dr. Dean Morris, Guitar Gable, Cora Ladey,
if not for you,
even Kelly Ladey.
What am I living for?
What am I living for on this beautiful day?
If not for you, baby, nobody else will do. What am I longing for? These lonely nights. To hold me tight, to be the only girl my whole life through. Darling, nobody else will do. I want you close to me. For you, what am I living for? If not for you, what am I living for? If not for you, darling, nobody else will do.
Tell me don't love me no more.
Right back with Lynn August, Corey LaDay, and many others. We'll be right back.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for Zydeco et Passalé comes from Pellerin Life Insurance Company. Pellerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
All right, we're back at 31 past 10 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. And we have in the studio this morning, I'm just going to get them prepared here in just a couple of seconds. And so they can get on the air. And I think they are ready right now. So let's see if they can... Corey.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. You on the air.
All right.
Yeah. And good morning, Lynn.
Hey, what'd you say?
Well, let me see if you're on now. Are you talking to the mic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, hold on just a minute. Okay, let's see if we got you in.
Okay, how's that?
That's better. That's much better. What about you, Gene?
Hey, Dr. Gene.
Okay, Dr. Gene.
Yeah, I feel better.
What about Guitar Gable?
Right here.
You there. Okay, good, good, good. So now we all have them in, Corey. Now, it's your bag right now. You got to interview them.
Oh, well,
I'm
not good at that. You might have to take over.
Dr. Gene, what brings you in here anyway?
You?
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Well, John, yes. I know we got this Creole Day tomorrow.
Yes.
At the Bermillionville.
Right.
And that's what made me come in, because I'm going there at Creole Day tomorrow. Good. But John, I can't give him no blessing. I'm, you know.
Why?
But I hope I can, John. I'm
gonna try. He just got enough for him.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. Now, what did you say, Lynn August, about when y'all were coming in, you and Guitar Gable, when I told you that Dr. Gene Mars was coming, what did you say?
Oh, you really want me to say that?
Yes, you might as well say it. You're going to say it.
You should go and get a bus and just bring the whole nursing home here.
Oh, Lynn.
I tell you what, you got quite a history here with these musicians, man.
Yes.
These musicians represent a lot of years of performing.
That's right. Guitar, including Guitar Gable.
Guitar Gable, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar Gable. How long have you been playing Guitar Gable?
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years?
In the band, that is.
Well, yeah. He won't say, but it's way over 50 years.
Well,
I'm not just a musician. I also was a TV tech for Ward for 12 years.
That's right, you were.
And I served 2 years in the Army, too. I went overseas, stayed 19 in Germany.
What year was that when you served?
60 to 62.
60 to 62. Right. I had just came out. I came out in December of 60.
Right. I make spec 4 in a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. But where did you serve, though? When you went overseas? Did you go overseas?
In Munich, Germany.
Munich, Germany.
Right.
Well, I'm very familiar with that, though.
And the Army base was Warnow-Kasern.
Wow.
28 infantry.
28?
Hellhole.
I was the third division in the artillery. That's what they, and the big guns.
Hey, man, yeah. A lot of cold weather. We had to go out and train. It was real rough, man.
Yep, it was real rough.
Yes, sir. There.
But what band did you play with, though, Guitar Gable? We were naming some bands earlier. I know you played with various bands.
Okay, when I started with Joseph Zeno, mm-hmm. Freddie Levine, and Albert Davis. And the name of the band was Guitar Gable and the Swing Masters. And the band director, Joseph Zeno, gave me my name, Guitar Gable. Because my name is Gabriel Paradine.
Yeah, okay.
He gave me my name. And we started a little band. And after that, I played with him about a year. Then after that, I met King Carl through a priest. And we got together and I formed my own band. And first thing you know, we was in the studio. He wrote some song. We went and recorded Congo Mumbo, Life Problem. That was our beginning.
Uh-huh.
And it went on and on. We started cutting Irene, Guitar Rumble, Cool, Calm, Collected, Hard But It's Fair, stuff like that. We kept
Hard But It's Fair. Now, somebody made this recently. Yeah. Hard But It's Fair.
Rod Barnard cut This Should Go On Forever, and he went on Bandstand.
Uh-huh.
Rod Barnard.
Rod Barnard.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Hmm. Went on Bandstand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but didn't you and King wrote that?
King Carl wrote the song, yep. Sold it done. He sold him the song, $500.
Wow.
He went on, he was in the top 20 with that song, top 20.
Huh, that's something else, though.
Yeah.
Now, Lynn August, Lynn, you've been playing, you said 54 years, we started.
I started 1958.
You were trying to name the bands, too, that you played with and you first started off with Chuck Colbert. And
I could remember the cats in the band. I just don't remember what the band's name were, but Chuck Colbert was the leader.
Uh-huh.
Stanley Buckwheat Durrell was the keyboard player. I was the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Robert Derwent playing bass. And very, very good friend of mine. He's deceased now. Everybody knew him as Shrink.
Shrink?
Yeah.
Shrink.
Shrink.
Shrink, yeah.
Yeah. Raymond Minard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he was our guitar player, and that's how we got started.
I remember Shrink.
Yeah. Shrink, that's it.
His name was Raymond Manette.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Manette. Raymond Manette.
Manette,
that's right.
Well, I said Minard, but you're right. It's
Dr. Gene, we knew you were good for something. At least you got a. His memory not too short.
No, he's got a good memory.
Yeah. Yeah,
for a man that got a stroke, I remember good.
That's great.
Well, yeah.
I remember good.
Now we want to play something. Someone had called in just a few minutes ago, and I think they wanted to hear something by Pink Cadillac. Now I'll tell you what we're going to do. I want to, Corey.
Yes, sir.
I want you to grab your accordion. And can you remember to play the tune of Pink Cadillac?
I think so.
Okay. What I'm going to do is that, and we're going to ask Lynn if he can sing along with you after you start, but we're going to come back in a little while. I'm going to play something first, and then we'll come back, and then you're going to play it, and we're going to have the harmonizers in the back. we're going to have Gene, and then we're going to have Guitar Gable. We're gonna get Miss Nelly to come in and do Eddie James in the back. You
know. I'd rather go blind.
That's what he's gonna do. But let's play this, and then get your accordion. We'll be back with Lynn August, Corey Ledé, Dr. Gene Mars, and Guitar Gable. Stay right where you are. And this is going out for Howard Noel. Howard Citizen, rather. All the way in California. Stop. Quit kicking my dog.
Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference, ever he's a hound. Better quit kicking my dog around. Every time I go to town, y'all started kicking my dog around. It makes no difference, ever he's a hound. You gotta quit kicking my dog around. Now I had an old mule and a name was Jack. I rode in town all to save his back. His head flew up and his tail flew back. Ah, Jack. Now, every time I go to town, y'all keep kicking my dog around. Difference ever, he's a hound. Best quit kicking my dog around. She thought it was a duck. She put him on a table with his legs sticking up. Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Ain't no difference ever, he's a hound. You better quit kicking my dog around. Yeah, Jim! Mr. Hay, say, don't be throwing rocks at my dog there. That's my dog. Yeah, come here, boy. Come here, boy. Excuse me, ma'am, that's my hound there. I know he's shaggy, but leave my dog around. Go kick your own dog. Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference ever, he's a hound. You best quit kicking my dog around. Yeah, let's go, boy.
All right, quit kicking my dog. And I know that you guys, I didn't give you all fair warning that I was coming to you. Lynn, put your headset on if you don't mind, and so we can get you on air. Now, Lynn,
yeah.
One of the things is that you didn't bring your accordion, but Corey has the accordion that you play.
Yep.
So
yeah, you're tricking on that one, didn't you?
So you know what? You know what? But Corey's gonna play Pink Cadillac, but we're gonna get you to sing, but we're gonna get you to back again to play something else, because Dexter Ordway is on his way. And so we're going to have a jam session right here in the studio. So, Corey.
You had it all together. Huh, John?
Are you ready, Corey?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Ben?
I think so.
You ready, Gene?
I'm
ready, John.
You ready, Guitar Gable?
Yes.
Are you ready, Lynn?
I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've sang without playing, but I'm going to give it a try.
Well, no, wait a minute. Now we can arrange that.
No, Corey does a good job. We'll let him do it.
And I just want to say I feel very blessed right now because I grew up listening to Mr. Lynn's music.
Yes.
And I never played with him before, and this will be the first time, and I hope it won't be the last. So.
Oh, no, it shouldn't.
Look, look, Corey, I was telling Kelly that I have chills right now because having all four of you in the studio, and it is a joy to have all of you and to be able to be on this program. And this is what we want to do, is to let people in the entire audience in the world that are actually listening to us right now, that this is what we want to do just about every Saturday morning, if possible. It's to bring the talent that we have here to share with the world. Let them know that we still exist in Exotico Music with Lynn August, Dr. Gene Mars, Guitar Gable, Corey Ladea, young. He's just a young little somebody.
I'm getting up there now. I'm 30 now. I'm getting up
there. A lot of us don't even remember when we were 30.
Hey, look.
Staying in the cradle.
I can adjust to that because...
I think I'm the oldest one in here.
I'll
give up.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
John, I know you've been old. I'm talking about me.
All right.
I don't know if you...
We got Pink Cadillac for Floyd Anderson all the way in Houston, Texas.
Come on, baby, come on, make me. I'll make you happy as a woman should be. I don't need a mansion, just a one-room shack. But I've got a good-looking pink Cadillac.
I didn't hear the harmonizers in the background.
We didn't know the words.
Well, John.
didn't know the words.
You got to say, come in, the harmonizer.
Well, he didn't tell y'all when to come in.
No.
Oh, well, that happens
all
sometimes.
All I know is Pink Cadillac. I try to sing it with him.
Next time you got to sing Pink Cadillac with that now.
Mr. John.
Yes.
I'd like to see if I can make a request to Mr. Lynn.
Okay, go ahead.
I love the way he sings He Used to Call Me on his album. Sauce Picon, and I want to see if it's possible if he can do it this morning.
Well, let me see if I can get in gear. We'll probably do that.
He used to call me
in the morning, you used to call me late at night. And now, you don't call me anymore. You used to call me every morning, oh, call me late at night. And now, you don't call me anymore. Si m'appelle toute la nuit, oh, m'appelle tout le temps. Et là, tu perds mon discours. Si m'appelle toute la nuit, oh, m'appelle. Et là, tu perds mon discours. You used to call me, oh daddy, oh daddy, oh daddy. And now, you don't call me anymore. You used to call me, oh daddy, oh daddy, oh daddy. And now, you don't call me anymore.
I got to say, look.
Sound good.
I have to give applaud. Look, while you were playing and Lynn August was singing, I had chills running up my spine. Okay. My arm, my hair, the little hair that I was standing on my that I have on my arm. Seriously, a person cannot just be sit idly by and not feel the talent and the commitment and the memories, particularly the memories of the music. And when we talk about the culture that we have in this community, and it came out of this music, and that's what. And then of course the music came out of the culture as well. So when we put them all together, it's Zydeco, it's Creole, it's blues. What else can we put into all of this gumbo and to make sure that people understand exactly what is this experience of Creole is all about?
Feel-good music.
That's feel-good music. You got that. You got that. Lynn?
Well, the first thing we have to remember, who made us. We didn't make Zydeco. Zydeco really made made the musicians.
That's right.
Right.
Do you remember Clifton Chenier? I suppose
very well. Us
remember.
Yeah, he was a very good friend of mine.
What he contributed so much to this music and this culture, and you were part of this whole movement in introducing this music and this Zydeco music. I'm sure as you travel across. Now, what are some of the places that you travel and played?
Well, of course, you know, I've been all over Europe. We were going behind the Iron Curtain, mm-hmm. even in the 80s before the wall was torn down. That was an unforgettable experience. And of course, I toured for 2 months in Africa, and I'll never forget. And you know, we did Australia, all over the world, every state in America, including Canada.
Uh-huh. Wow, I'm telling you what, and that's the travel, all of that, and then you come from. Now, you're from right here in Lafayette.
I'm from Lafayette. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're from Lafayette. Just coming from Lafayette, you are, and you have not been given the recognition, I'm sure, that you certainly deserve because of the travel and the spreading of the good news and continuing to preserve this culture or this music throughout the world.
Well, that's absolutely right. That's why I said, you know, I did quite a bit of traveling from almost 20 years. You know, I traveled around the world, telling people about Zydeco and showing mm-hmm. them,
you know, what it's all about. So I didn't get to share a lot of my abilities and commitment to the music with my people here in Southwest Louisiana and Louisiana. So I'm back, and that's what I'm all about right now. I want to, you know, share my music with my people here.
Well, what we're going to do is that we're going to switch musician. We're gonna get you to play Corey's accordion. And Corey, are you willing to let him do that, or you
want
to
play?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
You wanna do that?
I'm at the loose, tighten the straps up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you got a little distant there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be back with Lynn August, Guitar Gable, Dr. Gene Morris, and Corey Ledet, and also a special guest that's going to be coming in a little bit, Dexter Ardway. He's on his way. He wants to join in with the group of people right here. And you got Kelly over here that's sharing some tears of joy in the studio. But we're going to play something by, let's see, Major Handy, Tennessee Waltz. Beautiful selection, by the way.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to meet. I introduced him to my darling, and while we were playing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember and now I know just how much I've lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I've lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Garland, you ready out there? Everybody ready? Let's go to work. We'll be right back. right, Gollum, now you ready? Okay, now let's see what you and I can do with this thing now. Okay, now you on your own. That's it. I hear you, darling. Hey, man, hey. Boy, that's a great job. Just hang in there, darling.